from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
All brand new phone, who be this? Don't call me if it ain't about biz. Click, we shine like a compact disc, and the flow stay raw like a Mad Max flick. Off-white, you know we invoke. Fortnite, we about to explode. We kings like Sacramento. You mess with J3, we flip the Django. My team, so so fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I'm about, I'm on my way. Falling, baby girl, I want you in those jeans. Got a saucy girl like you know me. Honey, where you been called? But you see, you gotta let me know. You, where you just a do. All I want is you, yeah. Cause they be like you, where you just a do. All I want is you, yeah. New phone, who be this? Don't come through if you ain't about this. They click Jurassic, forget the guest list. We fight for success, then flex in excess. She say, why you they look me, boy? She go see. I guess it's the way you whine and then I see. The way that you tease me, girl, you feeling me? Only you with all that heavy artillery. I know you want me, cause girl, you bad like Alani. Right from a gege to Kali. Girl, green on deck like Safari. My team. So so fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I'm about falling. Shawty gotta get up in those jeans. Got that sassy girl like you know me. Shawty, where you been called? Cause you see you gotta let me know. You, where you just a do. All I want is you, yeah. Cause it be like you, where you just a do. All I want is you, yeah.
New phone, you already know. Ain't dope, I don't wanna know. Yeah, so call me how they do. One more shot, I'm already gone. I'm on my little red ball. I'm on my little red body. I'm on my little jab ball. Jackie, jet body. Jump, I did dope, we make ya. Jump, I did double, we make ya. Jump, if you feeling the cruise. Jump, if you feeling the ooh. My team. So fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I'm on my way. Shawty gotta get up in those jeans. Got that sassy girl like you know me. Shawty, where you been called? Cause you see you gotta let me know. You, where you just a do. All I want is you. Cause I be like you. Where you just a do. All I want is you.
Yo, good morning. It's April 25th here on UBC's campus here on CITR 101.9. I am your host, Issa Arian, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to Off the Beaten Path, my show where I introduce you to lots of new things. But first and foremost, we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here live from Pacific Spirit Park. If you like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487 at 604-UBC-CITR. You were just listening to Ade Wolf. If you like that song like I do, you can listen to our interview. I interviewed Ade Wolf and his producer Otaku on Tuesday on Crimes and Treasons. So if you want to check that out, go to crimesandtreasons.com and just look for the latest mix, and you can find it. It was great to be able to talk to him, and it's great to hear Canadian music and Canadian Nigerian mashups, like Afro beats, Afro pop. They got I don't know if you're familiar, but the music's great. So thanks for tuning in. Whether you are at work right now, and you just need like a little break, or whether you're getting ready for work, getting ready to send your kid off to school, you might be in the car with your kid and say like, hey, every Thursday, Issa introduces me to some new topics and makes my kid feel a little bit smarter, or makes me feel a little bit smarter and makes me a little bit more interesting as I go into my weekend, because there's so much going on always, and I apologize for not bringing you that last week. I am sure you missed it, but today's episode is full, and before we get started, I guess if you've never listened to this show before, what we'd like to do here is we'd like to talk about some national politics here, particularly politics here specifically in BC, and then in Canada wide, and then we'd like to talk about a little bit about the United States and our neighbors to the south, and globally we touch on a lot of global issues. Then today I think we should just start off with first making people aware that there was a bombing in Sri Lanka which killed over 200 people and injured over 400, and it was a bombing at a church in during Easter. I admittedly do not know much about the country of Sri Lanka, particularly like the demographic differences and how the persecution of different groups are in Sri Lanka. And I'm not going to pretend like I do, but I can still send condolences to all of the people there and all over the world affected by this bombing. I think, when you get to some of these countries, particularly like I think there's natural disasters in Mozambique over the last few weeks, a lot of flooding, and all over the world, there's just so much going on, I guess, like even in our world and in like fake worlds, that we forget, like, there's real people who are suffering all of the time. Like, it is rather sad that I know more about like Westeros natural disasters than I do about in our own world. But even someone who's curious and informed gets fatigue from, I guess, tragedy and news, and that shouldn't be the case. But sadly, it is. However, it is important that we stay informed about these things, and if you'd like to learn more about that, you're probably listening to this from a computer or, from like a handheld computer, so do yourself a favor and go read up if that type of thing interests you, or if you just feel like, damn, I probably should know about that, or I have never even heard about it. So check it out. We've got a full show for you today, though. It is packed because I missed 2 weeks. So happy Easter, everybody. Happy Passover. I hope the angel of death passed over your house. And if not, I hope you turn this up, either in heaven or hell, wherever you're listening to it from, because it's fantastic. I think that we should just jump right into the weather like we normally do. The weather's been pretty great this past couple of days. I don't know about you, but I was at 420 Festival on Saturday, just very quickly. I was a little under the weather this weekend, so didn't really do much, but was stopped by, saw Cypress Hill. Shout out to Cypress Hill for getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I can't believe I saw their last underground show. It's crazy. kidding. And then Easter was Sunday, and I didn't even leave my apartment. So I guess I got to wait till a few more years. So, but anyways, let's think about the weather. So today, beautiful. You know, like, I would say the past, like, four or five shows, it's been talking about how, you know, I can't brag on the weather and I can't dunk on people on the weather. But I don't know where those April showers went, but I hope we still get this Mayflowers because it wasn't the wettest April we've ever had. However, the weather is starting to get beautiful today, 14, sunny. Tomorrow, 14, sunny. Saturday, 14, sunny. Sunday, 15, sunny. It's sunny basically until March 9th. Beautiful. Almost getting to 20 degrees next week. The weather's starting to change. And if you live in another part of the world or Canada, sorry. But I'm sure it's pretty sunny where you're from too, but it's not the same kind of sun. Like, I feel like our sun is just better here. It's just better. It's brighter. It's more beautiful. It's great. And while it's sad, I know more about Westerosi politics. I do know more about Westerosi politics. And if you want to talk Game of Thrones, listen, you can call in. And this week, we can turn this into a Game of Thrones show for the next 4 weeks because that's just what it is. Let's just jump right into some news. So, if you listen to Vancouver News, particularly if you read Vancouver News in the Sun, or if you listen to it in the Sun, or maybe you read it in a newspaper, you know that it's really a few stories that dominate this cycle, which is drugs, housing, homelessness, and now weed. And so the article hasn't come out, which estimates how much the 420 Festival is going to cost people. However, it's interesting that a top health officer calls on BC to urgently decriminalize illicit drugs. So if you haven't been aware, or you haven't been watching, paying attention, you'll know that here in BC, I mean, here, not just here in BC, but really all over, there's an opioid crisis where people are dying of drugs. And I don't know if it's just opioids, but people are dying because of the strength of drugs. And so I feel like it's a common misconception. So there's a great podcast done by people in the downtown east side called Crackdown. And what it does is it breaks down the war on drugs from a user's perspective. And it rolls down the war on drugs from a user perspective. And they do a really great job of being able to talk about, like, how do the policies really affect people? And so one of the policies that's being suggested is the decriminalization of drugs in BC, and how this will affect, and people need to understand that, you know, drug addiction is more than just being addicted to drugs. Like, it's a health disorder rather, and treated like a health condition rather than like a criminal condition. Because if you've ever known someone who's addicted to drugs, it's not like people are not trying to be addicted to drugs. Like, it's hard. And so what decriminalization will do is will help people, help treat people rather than criminalize them. And so we're thinking about the policy. A few countries have already moved to decriminalize all drugs. I'm not from one of those countries. So if you know me, I'm from the United States. And so the United States is heavily criminalizes drugs heavily. And it has a deleterious effect on how people see drugs and drug use and drug users. And it's interesting because we talked about this 2 weeks ago, how in the past 3 years in Canada, over 10,000 people have died from drug use. And I talked a little bit about how we should stop thinking of it as 10,000 people, and really that's like 10,000 families. And, you know, that's a lot of people. It's, you know, I would say everybody's family is around 10 people. It's like a million people affected by people who've just died, not even people who are just used drugs and not died. Because like drugs or or suicide or anything like that, it's not just the individual who's affected, but their entire family. And it's not just when they die that they're affected. That is not even the end of the affliction for everybody. You know, sometimes that could be the beginning. So I think that it is a policy which definitely deserves, you know, to be looked at deeper, because it doesn't seem as if what is working, as if what we're doing now is working to try to curb drug use. Because if you just look around, you can see, one, you know, people are still dying from illicit drugs. People are still hiding, you know, and people are not getting the help that they need. So thinking about how decriminalizing drugs can help expand like supervisioned consumption sites, you know, create a you know, a branch that's dedicated to mental health and other addictions, and also distribute like naloxone kits and, you know, other necessary items to help people get off of drugs. It seems like, you know, like a no-brainer, because it's interesting when thinking about how we look at addiction, particularly addiction to drugs. We hear a lot of the same, I don't want to say a lot of the same arguments, but we hear a lot of the same, people talk about it the same way people are addicted to social media or people are addicted to anything else. And so when we look at addiction from that perspective, rather than if you look at addiction from a criminal perspective, then you're only seeing drugs as the problem, not the idea that, you know, being addicted to things is bad for you. So it's funny, totally unrelated, but I mean, not really unrelated. I like to be on Twitter. So if you like to listen to the show, you should follow me on Twitter on at @Spoonie_love. And so on Twitter yesterday, I saw a monkey, and the title of the video was like, "Look at this monkey scrolling Instagram correctly. You know, it's really fucking me up." And so I watched the video, because obviously who doesn't want to watch a monkey scroll Instagram? Like I don't watch myself scroll Instagram. You know, I'm kind of monkey-like. I'm a, you know, Homo sapien. You know, we are ape-esque, and I scroll Instagram. Anyways, watching this monkey scroll Instagram is way more interesting than watching me, because you can see the monkey like going through and swiping, double tapping and swiping back and going through and looking at videos and then swiping and back, you know, just like doing all of the functions that you would normally do on Instagram and scrolling and looking at people's stories. And it was kind of interesting. But in the comments, it talked about how Instagram, sometimes you get like a lot of idiots in the comments, but sometimes you might find some nuggets, some really smart people. Like there's two people talking about like the pleasure centers in the brain and how Instagram has been able to attach itself to the pleasure centers in a monkey's brain, and in essence into our brains as well. And what it does is it gives you just a little bit of what you want, but not enough that you feel satisfied. So you're always going to Instagram, always scrolling, always looking for something to like, always something that, but that never leaves you fully satisfied. And that's what an addiction is. An addiction is something that robs you of your ability to be fully satisfied. And so these pleasure centers were created in our brains to be able to detect edible food and things that were good for us and things that would keep us safe. But now they've been hijacked by tech companies to be able to keep us in front of our screens, in front of our, in front of their applications and programs a little bit longer. And it even works for apes. So, chimpanzees, and it doesn't stop at just humans. So you've been thinking about why social media is so addictive. It's because it attaches itself to the same pleasure centers as drugs do. So when thinking about like an addiction problem and things that we are being robbed of, like our time and money and, time and money, those are the two most valuable things that we have. But they're not so different. So having an administration that's particularly just focusing on addiction and what does that look like and how is that affecting us as people, I think is valuable, especially if that administration is to study and listen to people who have studied these types of behaviors. Because being addicted to drugs and being addicted to Instagram, while looks different on the surface, or being addicted to anything looks different on the surface, isn't entirely different, underneath. And so if we look at one as a mental health problem and potentially causing a change in people's physiology, then why can't we look at drugs and think about the same way? When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in across Canada and why gas prices are so high. So stay tuned.
Myself, and it's by choice. It was on a bike, I was Rolls Royce. Act like macho man, but you little boy. Say you about your green, rest in peace to Troy. We can't FaceTime, you got Android. I try to avoid, I got to avoid. All your texts avoid, I get so annoyed. Say I'm acting shy, I'm from Illinois.
It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me, could it take me on a date? I say, nigga, no, never, nay. I'm not in the room, I'm in the lake, baby. Yeah. I'm not in the room, look at me alone. Got a boy at home. It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me, could it take me on a date? I say, nigga, no, never, nay. I'm not in the room, I'm in the lake, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
need some bands. I need some land. I need a trip. I'm in Japan. I need a Wraith. I need a place. I need a case. Millen is safe. I need a view. I need a pool. I need a jeweler. I need a jewel. I need a late nightcap. I need a boo. I need a skirt. I need a cool. Two-door Bugatti. Four-wheel Ducati. Bad bitch online. Ain't hurt nobody. I need me a new thing, so I told that hoe sorry. He need me a boo thing with a hair blown in a furry. I need a new hoe. I need a two-door. Hopped at the old wheel. Into some new door. These niggas biting right now. I need a new flow. Flows that I'm kicking right now. I need some judo. I need some bands. I need some land. I need a trip. I'm in Japan. I need a Wraith. I need a place.
I'm living, they do what I said, so sick out of my pistols. Just I do what I want, then I let loose. Then I hang with my amigos like Quavo. Get money like under the table. Or spy like I'm in a stable. Niggas tell stories and fable. And I need some real niggas that said so. I need a check. I need some shit for my set. I need some type of respect. I need a jet. I need to buy like a vet. I don't see shit as a threat. I need some air. Ain't no real niggas in here. Waiting for them to appear. You made it clear. Niggas been feeding me lies. Trying to put buzz in my ear. Yeah. I need some bands. Trip. I'm in Japan. I need a Wraith. I need a place. I need a case. Millen is safe.
You're back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver radio station. Sorry about that. I had to play two songs in a row because something happened with my computer. However, you listen to Pineapple City, I Need a Coupe, and you listen to Tierra Whack, Wasteland. You know, it's interesting with all of the new music that has come out. It's very clear that women are, like, running rap right now, and it's an interesting point in my time, in my life, because I can't remember. I was thinking when I was really, really young, you know, like when it was, we had like Lil' Kim and Queen Latifah and Foxy Brown and, you know, who was in like Salt-N-Pepa. And I'm trying to think of, there was a time like in the early 90s when we had so many female rap artists and so many female artists and all making just crazy banging music, you know, and like Missy Elliott and the Brat and just like all. And I feel like for a while it kind of went away. I don't want to say went away. Maybe it was my taste that went away. And I say my taste that went away because I started listening to like 50 Cent and Eminem. And so clearly I was the one fucking up, not them. And so, but now we're getting back into an era where it's, women are really running rap. And it's interesting to see because all the music is fantastic. And all the music is fantastic. But back to the news. So if you haven't noticed, BC gas prices are very, very high. And I mean, I didn't notice until I talked to people, and really understood that, yo, this is not normal. Some prices have reached like 1.8 per liter, you know, and, you know, even some places 1.9 per liter, where previous highs were like 1.4. And here in Vancouver, they're particularly high. In BC, because Alberta is waging like an economic war on BC so that BC can allow pipelines to go through the province. And the premier, John Horgan, believes that this should be a basically a countrywide issue, you know, that should be brought up in the entire Canada's Competition Bureau. And I can't say that he's wrong, because when it feels like, you know, a province is, it's different than, I feel like, in the United States, where we have so many countries. Like, I don't know if there is a single state that borders just one other state. So you don't really have a state having the ability to have such a drastic effect on the economy and what it looks like in another one. But we do have that in BC, you know, with Alberta, particularly when it comes to oil and how that affects all other prices of pretty much everything. And so I look at that as an issue that is going to be brought up in the next election, especially something that people in here in BC care about, not only pipelines and pipelines in general, but also ways to protect themselves from, I don't want to say bitter, but if you heard the comments from the premier of Alberta earlier this year and last year, you would probably say bitter is probably not too far off. And speaking of transportation, so TransLink has tried to explore ways to reduce the fines for children and low-income people who can't pay the fines for being caught on the SkyTrain without having paid the fare. And so it's an interesting story, because I had an outstanding fine when I first moved here. My first time visiting, because I had a friend who said they never check. And guess what happened when we got off the first SkyTrain? They checked. And the fine currently is $173. And it is interesting. Like, everything I view is from a lens of me being an American. So, like, I see policies that talk about reducing the fine, and immediately, like, I can't help it. Like, immediately I think of, like, but what about the people who can't afford it? You know, like that, like, in my head, like, that's what I think. I'm like, well, that's easy. That's so stupid. Like, I can $173 for me is like a, damn, that sucks, but I can pay it. $173 for somebody else, you know, it does not, damn, it sucks, I can't pay it. It's like, damn, I don't have $173. What am I going to do? And then potentially have that hanging over them for a long time, which can have a lot of negative effects on people's lives, not just, you know, can you or can you not pay the fine? And so they're exploring different ways. So if you think you might have a great idea, you probably should, or maybe a great policy, you probably should write into TransLink. They are one of the companies that I feel like really takes their suggestions from their customers very seriously. Like, I remember when applying for jobs after graduate school, and TransLink was one of the places that I was hiring out of UBC. And so that was something that they talked about, is just being very in tune with their consumers and trying to stay on top, even being trying to be creative and bringing things like, Seth Rogen's voice to the TransLink, and, you know, just trying to be more a part of people's commute rather than, you know, just a way to get in and out of the city. So I think that it is interesting ways as people look to alleviate financial stress on already stretched poor people. Looking at this news just overall, it must have been a rough week, because if you just look at the CBC, CBC.ca, like / British Columbia, if you look at the news, the overall just front page, just all bad. It's not even just like, this is just not a good week. It's not just like violent attacks, but I mean, you had a shooting in front of my house on 4th and Burrard like 2 weeks ago. You had a longtime employee of the Vancouver Lawn Tennis and Badminton Club died. A longtime employee of BC Lions passed away. You also had a Calgary basketball player who drowned in the lake in BC. It's just so much awful things. You have this pig farm in Abbotsford where I've never seen a scary looking pig in my life, and I don't think it's just like the red light on the backing of the pig, but it just seems crazy. A man punches a bus driver out of the blue. Like, what is going on here in BC? Like, I understand the full moon was on Saturday and it was beautiful, but holy smokes. It's just a lot of stuff going on here. But it's interesting. So if you're here, if you live here in BC and you're listening to the radio right now, hey, let's make this next weekend just a little bit better. Like, you know, maybe don't hug a stranger, but say hi to one, you know. And if you're a man, like, wait till someone else makes eye contact with you first, because, listen, I'm just trying to help you out. I'm not trying to hem you up. But also, be aware of people's personal space. So say hi, but be careful. Anyways, so when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about some youth sports. But then also, there's just so much news going on around the world that we're going to talk about that as well. This will be... I love introducing new music. There's so much new good stuff going on. Here's Kevin Abstract with Corpus Christi.
Cope with this shit. We was on tour in Europe. I try coke with this kid. See, I need anything that make me feel less lonely. I get called a snake, a liar, a faggot, and a phony. Sometimes I feel like all I'm gonna have is my money, and my day one homies just gonna be left with their money. And I'll stare at the skies until they start to fade away. Me and my cousin will play ball day trying to perfect that fade away. All our childhood dreams found a way to fade away. Tyler Perry movies, dog, and Michael Jackson videos. My Aunt Becky passing my pride. Won't let me call. I've been a bad nephew, son, boyfriend, whatever they call it. I just hope when it's my turn to not see tomorrow, y'all can forgive me for any pain that I ever seem to cause you.
If you wake up feeling more lonely, then you felt yesterday, the boy, you gotta let me go. If you wake up feeling more lonely, then you felt yesterday, the boy, you gotta let me go.
Wonder if Amir think about me, or what he think about me. See, when I think about me, I barely think about me. I think about the people that surround me and how I let them down. I'm doing that right now by even fucking talking about this. I'm sorry, Dom. I probably shouldn't be putting all our problems in the front lawn. Like the scene in Blow when George's mom called the feds because it was hurting her rep. At what point do I do it for myself instead of thinking about the set? I help niggas get deals. I help niggas get healed. But I still feel like niggas want to see me killed. Probably because my brother thought I was trying to see him killed. My sister be on Instagram trying to air me out. All because I won't get my niece a fucking shout out. If I ain't had Kelly, I probably would've stayed in Hawaii. My boyfriend more than an angel, it's a miracle he stuck by me.
If you wake up feeling more lonely, then you feel
not yesterday, then boy, you gotta let me go, man. If you wake up feeling more lonely than you felt yesterday, then boy, you gotta let me go, man.
You back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CRTRs.ca. I'm your host, Issa Aryan, and if you like listening to me and you like listening to good music, you should listen to Crimes and Treasons every Tuesday from 8 to 10. That's me, myself, Malik, Jamal Steels, Homeboy Jules, DJ Relly Rels, and Horse Power. So, if you have been watching, like, let's say you get home around, like, you know, let's say you're old. You know, maybe not even that old. Maybe just like, you know, 30 and up. And you like watching Jeopardy. Like, one, did you know that you can watch Jeopardy on Netflix? I did not know that. However, I found something new to watch on the plane. And also, if you do watch Jeopardy, you will know about who some call the cyborg, but his real name is Joseph. What is his name? Let's see his name. I can't remember his last name. Just looking. This is so stupid. Anyways, I think his name is Joseph. Anyways, he's killing Jeopardy right now, and CBC.ca has had two former Jeopardy champions on there to discuss like how they think that he's breaking the game. His name is Joseph Haltzler. Yeah, and you can, I guess, like, a lot of news places are having Jeopardy people on there talking about how he's breaking the game, and it's just full of hateration. That I don't support. I don't support haters. I like to see people get their money because, listen, there's more money for everybody. However, that's got little to do with the next raid we're talking about. So here in BC, Carisdale Little League has seen a 40% drop in enrollment as baseball has become particularly less popular among kids. And so they've tried to change the way of introducing the sport to kids. And I think that's interesting because if you ever read about these sports, I mean, me, I coach football. So like, it's interesting to me. People have attributed this drop in football participation to concussions and people being more safe, you know, with their kids and people not putting their kids in football. And so seeing this news about how youth participation has dropped in baseball and in soccer, and some other research that I have looked at, it's basically that people are not putting their kids in sports, period. You know, across all sports, and it's not just affected by football, and it's not just concussions, it's not just health related, just kids are playing less sports. And I think that's much more noteworthy than just thinking about how kids are not playing football, because football is like not a game for everybody. Like, I 100% believe that. Like, I don't think that all games are for everybody. Like, I think that football to a certain age is, but once you get past a certain age, like, I think you can still love football, but playing football might just not be for you. Baseball seems like one of those sports that is for everybody because, you know, it doesn't take much for an 8-year-old to stand out in the middle of the sun, but, you know, kids are not doing that anymore. And so kids are not – kids have so many, I guess this article talks about all of the options that kids have for recreational activities and why they're picking baseball less. But each sport always has a reason why they're picking this sport less, or why they're picking baseball less, or why they're picking soccer less, or why they're picking football less. And so I do not think that there's enough oversight on looking at how kids are just not picking sports at all. And I'm one of those people who believes that, you know, kids need some type of physical activity. We are seeing that not only, you know, are kids playing less outside, but kids are getting less physical activity, but like we're getting more and more obese. And like, I always fear, or I don't always fear, but I do fear, or I don't even fear. I just think that it's going to happen. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie WALL-E, but where everybody is like in these little scooters and they're just like so fat and just, you know, like scooting up to their fast food and getting their food and then going back and watching TV, like on their little rascal thing. And I mean, while it's extreme, I feel like if people are not playing sports or playing less sports, then what type of kids are you guys building? Because I don't have any kids. Like, you know, I might not ever have any kids. I might have a lot of kids. Who knows? I might like find some kids. You know, we're not there yet. However, I think that people taking their kids out of sports just because like they're hard, or because like, you know, their kids don't want to go to practice or something like that. Like, you know, it's good to let your kids be able to decide those things. But, you know, there's a lot of days I didn't want to go to practice, but I'm glad that I did. So let's just move on to some funny-ish wild news. So there's an Instagram influencer who's now looking at 20 years behind bars because he tried to steal his desired domain name. So according to the U.S. State's Attorney's Office, there is a 26-year-old named Rossi Polo Adams who's guilty of brandishing a gun and hiring his cousin to break into a home of an Iowa man to try to hold him at gunpoint. Unless he relinquished the domain name. So he started a company called State Snaps, which operates on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, and tried to basically feature kids while not at parties and tried to register the name doitforstate.com, and it already had been registered to another individual who wouldn't sell it. And so basically, he ran up on him and tried to get him to change his domain name at gunpoint. And now he's facing 20 years and $250,000 fine. Listen, the internet fame is not for everybody. And it is crazy at the lengths people will go to try to make it happen. Like, he could have just said dot something else. Like, there are so many domains. He didn't have to get .com. Not what he needed to do. But, you know, you live and you learn, I guess, and, you know, he'll figure it out in 10, 20 years. Also, there is what probably one of the most wild stories I've ever seen in my whole life is that there is a – this didn't even happen in Florida. This happened in St. Louis, Missouri. But a teacher, 36-year-old Deontay Taylor – was arrested for molesting a 7-year-old student in 2015. And while awaiting trial, he was handed another charge for attempting to hire a hitman to kill the former student and his family. I shouldn't be surprised, because the type of individual who would be a teacher and then the type of individual who would be a teacher and molest a 7-year-old boy would definitely be the type of person who I would think would hire a hitman to try to kill that boy and his family. It's so crazy that we have allowed that, like, I won't say we allow, but we have these types of people who are in close proximity to people's children. Like, you, how can you protect your kids if you can't even trust them to be with their teachers? Like, that is absolutely ridiculous. And it's really sad because nobody should have to do that. Nobody should have to be worried about, you know, whether their kid is going to be molested at elementary school. But send that man to jail. And I feel like Missouri is one of those states where they probably could kill you. So I feel like if you hire a hitman and kill somebody and you get caught before, I mean, you get caught, whether before or after the hitman, you know, does what he's hired to do, I feel like you probably should go. Because how much redemption can you really do? Like, there's a man in South Carolina who was sentenced to 10 years for trying to hire a hitman to kill his black neighbor. 26-year-old Brandon Corey LaCroix pleaded guilty last fall to trying to pay a KKK member to carry out a murder, that murder being on his neighbor. He basically asked an FBI agent posing as a white supremacist to kill his neighbor and hang him from a tree. Also leave a burning cross in the front yard. Like, I think that going that far, like 10 years just isn't enough. Because, you know, when you do 10 years in the federal penitentiary, you got to do like 85% of your time. So he's going to get out in like 8.5 years if he's on decent behavior. So I feel like at 8.5 years, it's not enough to not want to kill black people anymore. Especially not your black neighbor, and leave him a cross burning and lynching your neighbor. I feel like messages like that should be sent very strong, that like, yo, you're going to be hung, or, you know, put to death or something like that, if you think that this is okay. And imagine a neighbor just feeling like, holy shit, like, I knew that this dude wanted me dead. Like, I knew that he threw his grass clippings over my yard. You know, I knew that he wanted me dead. And now he's got to see that, like, wow, do other people in my neighborhood want me dead? Is this a one-off? Should I move? When this dude gets out in 8.5 years, is he going to try to come kill me again? Because I feel like that is a definite possibility. Like, I feel that this man should probably have text alerts, you know, about this man's moving wheelings and dealings in jail. Like, who's he talking to? Like, who's, you know, who? Because if I feel like maybe on the outside, if you are, you know, a white supremacist and you are trying to have your neighbor killed, and you actually reach out to someone to try to kill your neighbor, and that person ends up being an FBI agent. Okay. You don't really know that many white supremacists, clearly. But if you go to jail, particularly federal penitentiary, like, I've watched enough jail shows to know that that's where a lot of the white KKK members are at, you know, those like Nazi dudes. And those people would feel like they're well connected. So, like, I feel like going to jail would put him in better proximity, and he'd have a better opportunity to successfully carry out his murder than he would outside of jail. Or at least when he gets out, he'll have a better idea on how to go about it without getting caught and reaching out to the FBI. So I feel like 10 years is not enough. Like, especially if I was, if that was me, like, I would be at every court case, man. Like, 10 years is not enough. Yo, you got to lock this dude up for 40, at least till I'm dead. Like, I don't want to have to look over my shoulder for that dude every week. It's messed up. In other news, George Zimmerman was booted from Tinder trying to use a fake name. I hope George Zimmerman never gets pussy again in his life. Like, I feel like that dude deserves zero fun in his life. I feel like he doesn't deserve any type of good time. He doesn't deserve any beer. Doesn't deserve, like, his picture should be on every strip club. Everything. And he should be denied. Like, I still remember the day that he was acquitted or found not guilty, and how people were cheering in the bar. I mean, this is in Cleveland, so, like, you know what type of people these were, but they were cheering in the bar as if they got off, or as if him getting off was some type of historical anomaly for the United States of America, when it is just par for the course. Like, it's crazy. He was moved from Bumble like last year, and then he was removed from Tinder this year. Like, what type of girls do you think swipe right on George Zimmerman? Like, what? I would like to see what they look like as well. I think it would be interesting because people should know about them as well. Because I feel like if you swipe right on George Zimmerman, you should stay far, far away from most people. And you probably have some other types of skeletons in your closet. Now, for our last story, there's a company that will basically help you fake your vacation. So we talked a little bit about people's addiction to Instagram earlier, but people are really addicted to attention and having performative lives. And so this company, for a very, very low price, will basically help you fake an entire getaway. That includes fabricated photos of you in front of, location-specific imagery. They will post fake boarding passes and just all types of fake things. Like, I've seen a Russian company that will have you allow you to take pictures in a fake private jet. It's just like so many things that people will do to, you know, live these like fake lives on Instagram. And you can do it too. So if you'd like, hold on. The company is called, let's see what the company, is called fakeavacation.com. Pretty simple. You just go in, you pay. Let's see, I'm looking at it right now. Let's see where I'm going to go. Where are we going? Disneyland? It's not bad. These pictures look like trash, though. I mean, if you're paying to fake your vacation on these, you might as well do it yourself. Like, this is crazy silly that people actually pay for this. Like, every day I'm always surprised. Like, damn, Ethan, why don't you have a business? There's people doing everything. And you're like, you know what? I'm an idiot. That's why. I've got no follow through. So that's it. I don't have anything else. But don't be like this Florida man this weekend. Please do not. A Florida man tried to pull over an undercover cop while pretending to be an officer and then got his ass arrested. That happens in Florida. Also, stay away from the birds. But we do this every week, every Thursday from 7 to 8. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you have a great weekend, because I know I will. But enjoy. I'm out.
At a high of 69. Then clouds giving way to sun on Saturday. A cool wind blowing, 67. 69 on Sunday with sun giving way to clouds all over again. And there could be a couple of afternoon showers popping up. Then on Monday, it's clouds to sun, 66. Like mid-70s on Tuesday. A couple of early big showers in for like Monday and Tuesday at times,
keep
too.
Me up
Dan?
On the late night like cold bed. I don't want to waste time. Can't believe my eyes when I see you on FaceTime. Know you feel the same because we both got a great mind. Keep me up on a late night.
Legacy, gather all my melodies. Mixing stovetop recipes. We was where the cold hot, that's the grease. Niggas cross face, check the crease. Cripple Chris kept his knees. Went submit, no retreat. Defeat dragons for a feast. That's a feat you would never meet. Tried to greet you, was hell asleep. Wish a break awaken me. Breaking free at this point seemed like the only thing that I need.
One sec, let me check that flight at O'Hare. In my glow like a Super Saiyan with gold hair. We locked eyes and we sending signs like a road flare.
keep me up on a late night like Colbert. I don't wanna waste time. Can't believe my eyes when I see you on FaceTime. Know you feel the same, cause we both got a great mind. Keep me up on a late night.
Hey, wake up like this every day, the day done. Yeah, check the news, the black and white, the penguin. Ay, I'm just busy shopping like I'm Raekwon. Ay, know I got your back like Jay from State Farm. Ay, tryna kick it in the sunshine like a raisin. Yeah, I'm still with the niggas I was raised from. Yeah, my grandfather used to stay in K-Town. Ay, I just caught the plane, now I'm LA bound. Yeah, this the part we parted ways. We did not talk for a lot of days. All of my niggas, they got my back. If you fuck with me, then you caught they face. Shit on them like a potty train. Try to hold me back, but I'm not detained. A lot of rappers be acting hood, getting too, obviously ain't. I don't wanna waste time, I don't wanna FaceTime. I wanna be where you are. Think I like great minds. Get it right, it take time. But this the realest part for.
One sec, let me check that flight at O'Hare. In my goal like a Super Saiyan with gold hair. We locked eyes and we sending signs like a road flare. Keep me up on a late night like Colbert. I don't wanna waste time. Can't believe my eyes when I see you on FaceTime. Know you feel the same, cause we both got a great mind. Keep me up on a late night. This long distance feel like Superman weakness. I wish I could reset. All you gotta do is say yes. Believe in us like Jesus, I'll cheat death. Almost done with school, but you still got a week left. Our last interaction had me speechless. Counting down the seconds now like children at recess. Sit your booty on my face or on my lap. When you get back, just don't go nowhere. One sec, let me check that flight at O'Hare. In my glow like a Super Saiyan with gold hair. We like guys and we sending signs like a road flare. Keep me up on a late night like Colbert. I don't wanna waste time. Can't believe my eyes when I see you on FaceTime. Know you feel the same, cause we both got a great mind.